Allstate Arena with rolled back concession prices and free parking. Presented by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Kia dealers. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for tickets.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! I was just really, all I'm focused on now is just working hard.
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Patrick Mahomes' voice, also the Cookie Monster. Did you not know that?
What is wrong with Patrick Mahomes?
There's nothing wrong with Patrick Mahomes. That's who he is.
I was just really, all I'm focused on now is just working hard.
Gargling with mouthwash?
I don't think he's as Cookie Monster-ish as Dikembe Mutombo.
Okay,
no, maybe I mean, get a little bit. No, if Cookie Monster were Nigerian, he would sound exactly
that's exactly
like
what he would sound like.
He might be, actually. I don't know that Cookie...
We don't know that Cookie Monster is not Nigerian.
You know, I've actually met Cookie Monster. True story.
Go on.
Well, continue.
It was a charity event, and he was there.
The real guy.
He was there with a local guy.
Yeah. Oh, the guy who plays the Cookie Monster.
No, Cookie Monster.
Just walking around with Clark the Cub.
You mean guy who plays Cookie Monster.
And I will tell you, it is incredibly jarring to actually see, like, there he is, that's Cookie Monster, and it's David Rudman is the guy's name. And you're like, you're watching, like, wait, he's talking, it's a person, and it's weird, because you're looking at his head, like, okay, and then you realize it's a guy, it kind of messes with your head a little bit, because it's not, you know, you've sort of understood that that's Cookie Monster, and it's like, well, why is the guy doing, talking?
I just wanted to be Cookie Monster.
Exactly. It was a
shock to the system.
Yes.
We have to thank everybody, because this is Friday, and it's been a long week. It's been a good week. It's been a big week. But thank you to Dustin. Thank you.
I like Dustin. Good guy.
Yeah. Thank you to Kevin.
Kevin is special.
And also for Shane for filling in today for Ray, capably filling in the also wearing Mully's shoes.
He doesn't get a drop, though.
No, he doesn't get a drop. Why, Shane?
Couldn't find a good Shane.
I would not want to get Shane mad there, Kevin. Just say
they call her Pocahontas.
Not somebody you want to get on the wrong side of.
And now everyone's mad at me. Dikembe Mutombo is from the Democratic Republic of Congo, not Nigeria. I apologize.
We still don't know whether Cookie Monster is or is not Nigerian.
Right, that's true. Right.
We don't know whether Cookie Monster is Nigerian or not.
Right. And thank you all for listening all week. But that is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Hi, David.
Hey.
Mully's not here, by the way. I don't know if you didn't notice. He's got a little dental issue.
Yeah, we're not really going to get much into that.
No such thing. There's a little dental issue.
Minor surgeries that somebody else has.
Correct.
Yes, exactly.
That stuff's no fun.
So how are you guys doing? What are you going to do this weekend without the Cubs, without the Bears? Big plans? Big void?
I don't know. I was, you know, watching
very
some
odd
of the
feeling heading
some of the
into
Brewers
the
Rockies game yesterday and in and out of it and then drawn back in once the Brewers were on the ropes
a
little bit.
I have to tell you, I forgot how much I drift with non-Cubs related playoff baseball.
So what did you watch last night? How many different games did you watch last night? Because I was flipping between, okay, Brewers, you had to watch the Brewers because extra innings, playoff baseball, flip it around.
Hater.
Exactly.
My word.
Colts, Patriots, and then the Hawks.
I watched mostly Hawks and football. And I didn't have the taste for baseball last night. I was following it, but I didn't.
Too soon?
Yeah, I don't know. I needed a little break from it. I was interested to see what the Hawks looked like. They won the game, but they looked awful.
Well, they looked awful the first period. I don't think they looked great overall.
Turnovers in the second period. The drop passes to nobody.
But, Dan, that's the way they're going to look this year. It's almost by design. You look awful. You have your goaltender give up 3 goals in the first period, and then you're bailed out by who? Your aging veterans who you are relying upon to save your season.
Meanwhile, Q in the postgame is dropping plaudits for an 18, 19-year-old kid who looks like he's been there forever. And I can't help but think that Quenville's going to be doing this all season
Yo,
long.
Yar-
he's kind of convincing
Henry?
Himself that the young kids look good.
He did look pretty good, though.
No, I know.
I mean, he looked really good, Connor.
But once a week, it's going to be one of those things where, David Johnston looks really, I really enjoy his game. He's got good pace. He's like convincing himself that some of these kids play.
But Dan, which is more sustainable? I know the Hawks, it's one game, but the fact that they're going to look as shoddy as they did last night at times, or you focus on the fact that Jonathan Toews looked like a guy that is continuing a strong preseason. He's got a little different sort of look to him this year.
It'd be nice if they get a dead cat bouncer, some of those guys who all underachieved last year. It's sort of like we're talking about this group of Cubs that you're sort of a little different point in their careers.
I don't want to use dead cat bounce for a 24-year-old outfielder.
That's the big difference. But what was clear to me was that there is a belief on behalf of whoever's scouting the Blackhawks that you just attack them in their zone before they can get the puck out, and they will spit it up to you with a scoring chance. That's what the takeaway for me is, that opposing teams, and I don't know, this sort of started in the Predators series when there was just no respect for their ability to handle the puck in their own zone anymore.
And Ottawa typically uses their defenseman as a, you know, scores a lot anyway.
Wow, but you go and
I don't want to go too deep. Ottawa's bad.
Ottawa's bad.
Yeah. But it's still a victory. It's still overtime. It's still 2 points.
The outcome's great. I don't trust the goaltender, and I'm not sure some of that sort of the care of the puck tends to bite you over the course of a full season.
So tonight, 4 different baseball games to choose from. You interested in any of them?
Yeah.
Which one most?
Yeah, I'll be flipping through, I think, all of them. I'm very interested to see. We'll talk a little bit about it during the show, but Chris Sale gets another shot at the postseason, and he does it tonight. And
talk about your success against the Yankees.
My guy.
Wasn't that the best answer ever?
Well, Tortorella's was the best. Ask me a question.
Can you talk about your success against the Yankees this year?
No.
That's awesome.
No, I will not talk about it. Ask me a question. That was wonderful.
He's throwing lower velocity than he's thrown since Don Cooper, and he worked together a strategy to not throw very hard.
Right.
And everybody says he's fine. Alex Cora says he's fine, and it's just mechanical, the lack of velocity. And I believe it when I see it, I guess.
How big of a postseason is this for him?
It's huge. It's really difficult for me, despite the crazy and despite the past. I can't help but root for Chris Sale.
I'm with you. I said
can't
that earlier.
Help but do it.
I think that it would be great to see him in a World Series.
Absolutely,
I would think it would be great. I know that the Sox fans have a difficult time accepting that trade if he wins a World Series and all those things.
You can't do that retroactively.
Yeah.
You can't live that way.
I just think it would be good for him and be, you know, he's an easy guy to root for. I find him an easy guy to root for.
Yeah, he's goofy. I mean, he's goofy in a way that
eccentric.
I think was
he's
kind
from Florida.
Of. Yeah, well, there's that. He's goofy in a way that is really, it's fairly respectable. I don't think he's putting on anything that's not actually there. And I respect that in athletes who are so, you know, they're of a different world. Their problems are not our problems. Their money issues are not our money issues. They're like just the clubhouse issues that even exist from a day-to-day basis. They're with the same 25 people every day in close proximity. Like, the chemistry issues aren't the same.
Right.
So to be the guy that you present, to actually be that person, not like a Marlon Byrd who's this fake nice clubhouse guy or any of these.
Even if you're like John Lester?
I think Lester's that guy.
Right,
I think Lester's putting it out there for everybody. That's who he is. I have a weird amount of respect for that.
Weird and John Lester in the same sentence? Weird amount of respect.
Yeah,
okay.
Weird amount of respect.
And yes, he's weird. Okay.
Also a little weird. Also a little strange.
Never noticed. So I think, though, as much as I'd like to see Chris Sale in the World Series, I'm not convinced that if I were picking, and I'm not picking, but if I were picking that the winner of the other series might be in the World Series. Might win the American League because the Astros or I think people are underestimating the Indians as well. So I don't know who's going to come out of that one, but I think the winner of that series could be tough to beat.
Yeah, I was looking through some stuff, some playoff odds and whatnot, and even the Astros, as good as they are, still have just about a 1 in 5 chance of taking a World Series, given some of the predictions and some of the stats. Granted, that means less in a postseason than ever. Just ask the A's, who were thrilled to have had a 97-win season and then ousted from the thing very, very quickly.
We really have not paid a lot of attention to Cleveland, and especially because of all the star power elsewhere and what's happened here locally. But in Lindor and Ramirez, you've got two remarkable baseball players. I mean, spectacular baseball players who've had an incredible season. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, fun with Mike Trout facts. We went through the 39 Hall of Famers he passed in wins above replacement just this year alone. But you look at what Ramirez and Lindor have been doing, and their terrific starting staff. It's just
if Lindor played in a major market, people would be saying that he's the face of baseball.
If Ramirez played in a major market, people would say
the same but
thing.
Lindor's sort
Lindor
of
has the personality. He's got the style. He's got the pizzazz. He's got everything that a professional sports league wants.
A smile.
Yeah.
He never stops smiling. It's
he's
engaging.
A poster. Yeah. He's a poster.
And it's like Baez, but not quite as edgy. A little. He's like a, you know, because they're buddies, but he's just this sort of ebullient, happy guy who also happens to be doing unbelievable things wherever he is on the field.
Yeah, so we have sort of like looked past the, you know, the Indians are a part of it too, but I think that they may be tough. The Astros, you never know. But yeah, a lot of baseball, a lot of college football this weekend, and then there's the NFL.
Yeah, we've got an 8:30 a.m. puck drop in Orland Park tomorrow.
Gotta love those.
That sounds horrible.
And then it, depending on weather, racing back for 1 o'clock. Baseball, if the field's dry, I don't know. It's one of
these. He has to play a doubleheader.
And then it's the homecoming for so I got to pick up her dress today. My wife's out of town, by the way. So
and
get her downtown, then come back and then go pick her up.
Jeez, and I was feeling sorry for Molly.
No, it's what you do,
root
right?
For now.
It's what you. I think the weather might bang the baseball game, which is fine.
So what do you guys
you
got?
Need an out. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Who you got in the show today? Jed Hoyer, 11 o'clock, right?
Jed Hoyer at 11. We're going to follow up with him on another.
He's doing great.
We've got we got stuff with Jed Hoyer we need to talk about, and some Cubs out of the gate here with a still unresolved and significant issue we need to discuss, sort of the pros and cons of what some of these options are. Now, at 10 o'clock, we have put this off for a couple of days because of the Cubs, but for those of us who are saying, what about the NBA GM survey? All right.
Oh, yeah.
We have the full thing. Now, I have not looked at it because what we're taking what we usually do and standing it on its ear. What we have done in the past is I go through it, and whether it was Terry or Jason or whoever it was, they sort of say, all right, figure out, try to do your best to determine.
You guess.
He's going to do it.
That's right.
And now I'm going to do my best to try to intuit this. But because I've been on the other side of it, I know the watchword here is don't overthink it. These things they're usually what they probably should be in one way or another, even though now in this positionless game, there's always some confusion as to who plays what position and what you call these people. So there has to be some latitude in there. But we'll see how well I can do here.
Interesting. All right. Have a great show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. In his first postseason game yesterday, Milwaukee's Christian Yelich blasted a two-run homer as the Brew Crew beat Colorado 3-2. On Wednesday, in his postseason debut, the Yankees' Giancarlo Stanton launched a 443-foot bomb in a 7-2 wild-card rout of the A's. The 28-year-old Stanton is the reigning National League MVP. Yelich is the odds-on favorite to succeed him this year. Last year, they and Marcelo Ozuna, now with St. Louis, formed the Miami Marlins outfield. Then when Derek Jeter's investment group took over, he traded all three in a massive salary dump. Stripped of talent except for all-star catcher JT Realmuto and second baseman Starlin Castro, Jeter's club finished 63-98. I've been preaching patience and finding out I don't have much of it, said Jeter. The autumn cheers of yesteryear are long gone. Instead, Mr. November is learning that it can be very lonely at the top. I'm Boomer Esiason.